Chapter 1. The Earthquake. Portola Point, California is a lovely town on the Pacific coast north of Los Angeles. It got its name from Gaspar de Portola, a Spanish explorer who explored the Pacific coast in the 18th century. When he came to Southern California, several peaceful American Indian peoples lived there. One of these was the Chumash people. During the 19th century, the Spanish and American settlers took the land away from them and built roads, towns, and cities. The last members of the Chumash went to live on a small reservation near Portola Point. Bill and Michelle Martin and their family arrived at Portola Point in March. They came from Montego Bay, Florida. Bill was a tall, handsome boy of 17 with brown hair and blue eyes. Basketball was his sport, and he played on the Portola High team. He loved science and wanted to become a biologist. His sister, Michelle, was a pretty girl of 16, with red hair and blue eyes. She played volleyball on the school team and wanted to become a journalist. Their father worked for an airline, and in March, he was transferred from Miami International Airport to Los Angeles International Airport. It was hard for Bill and Michelle to leave their friends at Montego Bay, but they often sent them emails and called them. They liked their new school, Portola High, and made friends there. Our story begins in July, a hot, sunny month in Southern California. School was over, and Bill and Michelle were enjoying their summer vacation in their new home.
"Well, today's a big day," said Bill. "July 3rd.
"Yeah, in 2 hours we'll see Nick again," said Michelle happily.
"What time is his plane landing?"
asked Mrs. Martin, a friendly woman of about 40.
"At 11:15, said Bill.
"The guest room is ready for him, and I hope you have a great vacation together," said Mrs. Martin. "It's almost time to drive to the airport."
Nick Chan was one of Bill's best friends at Montego Bay, and he was coming to spend the month of July with the Martins. Nick was a Chinese-American boy of 17 and a good basketball player. He loved animals and wanted to become a vet. Nick's plane arrived on time, and the three friends were together again.
"It's great to see you, Nick," said Bill excitedly.
"We're going to have a wonderful July," said Michelle.
"Thanks for inviting me,"
said Nick, smiling at Mrs. Martin and his two friends.
"How's Rover?"
asked Bill. Rover was Nick's dog.
"Oh, he's fine. He always wants to play," said Nick.
When they got back to Portola Point, Bill, Michelle, and Nick spent the day talking and laughing together. They were in the garden when they suddenly felt everything moving around them.
"What's happening?"
cried Nick.
"Everything's moving."
"Oh, no,"
cried Bill.
"It's an earthquake."
"Another earthquake,"
cried Michelle, who was scared. The three friends looked at each other. Their faces were white. They didn't know what to do. Nick's glass of juice fell off the garden table to the ground. Then suddenly, the earthquake stopped.
"This is the third earthquake in 2 months,"
said Michelle.
"The last one damaged several new houses in Coyote Canyon. That's where the expensive homes are, and they're building more there."
"The small cracks in our kitchen wall are from the first earthquake in May," said Bill.
"And the big, long crack in my bedroom is from the earthquake last month," said Michelle. "I covered it with a poster of U2.
"Well, this is my first California earthquake," said Nick, who was a bit nervous.
"Southern California is a beautiful place, but we're right on top of the San Andreas Fault," said Bill. "There are lots of earthquakes in California, and scientists say a big one is coming, but they don't know when."
"Gee,"
said Nick, worried.
"I read about the San Andreas Fault in my science book, but you guys live right on it."
Suddenly, everything started shaking again for about 5 seconds.
"It's an aftershock," said Bill, looking at Nick and Michelle nervously. "Let's hope these earthquakes stop before tomorrow."
"Yeah,"
said Michelle.
"Tomorrow's the 4th of July, and there's a big parade, a Western rodeo, and a barbecue.
You'll see some real American Indians from the Chumash Reservation in the parade,
said Bill.
Sounds like fun,
said Nick, trying to forget about the earthquake.